DW Radio,
your information station.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Newscast. Today is Wednesday, February 1st, 2012. I am Lou Mangiello from WDWRadio.com, coming to you live from the Japan Pavilion here at Walt Disney World. I'm joined tonight by Becky Mankin from MEI and Mouse Fan Travel, Glenn Whalen from PrettyGoodMovieRide.com and a website to be named later, and Scott Otis from Otisburg. I want to welcome you to our weekly video broadcast and chat where we talk all about this week's Walt Disney World news. Again, the show this week is sponsored by our friends over at touringplans.com. They are the research team behind the unofficial guide to Walt Disney World, and they can help you save up to 4 hours per day at the Disney theme parks with their crowd calendars, wait times, lines applications, a great blog, and lots more. You can visit them over at touringplans.com/WDW Radio. So let's get right into the news this week. Again, as we're sitting out here enjoying a beautiful night. I said this before, if the weather was like this in Florida all the time, all of you would live in Florida. It's beautiful out here tonight, and we're enjoying the new Katsura Garden Grill area out here by the waterfall. It's lovely. Let's get right into this week's Walt Disney World news, and far be it from me not to start a show talking about nothing else other than food, because this week Disney released some information about some dining options over at the new Art of Animation Resort, which is set to open up this May. And the idea is that they're going to have a number of sort of mini shops, little mini restaurants, and the theme is going to be better for you. I'm thinking better for you in terms of flavor. I think they're meaning better for you in terms of food. And there are a lot of different options that let you customize your choice, choose what you want. There's also a big focus on beverages as well. But some of the sneak peeks at the menu items that they've shown to us this week is, first, there's going to be a soup and sandwich shop that's going to let you create your own salad with beef or chicken, a caprese sandwich with fresh mozzarella or tomato on a focaccia bread. You're saying, as if you haven't eaten in 8 minutes. A buffalo-style turkey sandwich, which I'm digging, with arugula and a blue cheese buffalo sauce mayo spread. Liking that. There's also the World Flavor Shop. And this is neat, especially coming in at a value level resort. It's going to have Indian African flares to breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So you'll have tandoor potatoes, Portuguese sausage, slab bacon, and a mini naan or veggie flatbread sandwich, spinach with paneer, lunch and dinner. There's tandoori chicken and shrimp, Mongolian beef. Big fan. Don't look at me like that. I'm a huge fan. Look at me. I'm a huge fan of everything. Mongolian beef. There's also going to be mahi-mahi, Portuguese sausage, and some naan bread, which if you've ever been to, love the naan, yes? Yeah. We need to go there tonight, even though we just had dinner. The pizza shop has Cosmo Kramer's idea finally comes to fruition, make your own pizza. You can make your own pizza at Art of Animation. You'll have cheese, pepperoni pizzas, meatballs on ciabatta bread, and you can also get them delivered to your room. Hello, late night snack. There is a burger shop with a breakfast burger with chicken. Don't look at me like that. It's delicious. It's chicken breakfast sausage. Listen, I've seen what you've eaten for breakfast. This sounds awesome. Chicken breakfast sausage, cheese and scrambled eggs on a multigrain bun. A steak and eggs breakfast burger. Dude, that has just, come on.
It's got man all over it.
It's a burger topped with fried eggs, cheese, and bacon. They actually give you heart attack paddles right there. So you can clear, and then you just finish the rest of your breakfast. There's also gonna be traditional burgers for lunch and dinner, as well as a surf and turf burger with crab cake and fried popcorn shrimp. Wait, there's more.
Wait, there's more?
A pastrami cheeseburger with pepper jack cheese and a slice of fried green tomato. I don't mean the movie, fried green tomatoes. When they say it's good for you, it is good for you, because there's a lot to choose from. There's also gonna be a grab and go market shop with drinks, yogurts, bagels, things like that. Dining locations and the food court are gonna be part of the Disney dining plan. And there's also, like I said, a focus on beverages. So there's gonna be a smoothie bar where you can have fresh smoothies made to order, lemonade, pomegranate limeade, organic teas, beer, including gluten-free beer, wine, coffees and juices, So a little like French vanilla mocha thing with your with your early morning. Where is that thing again? With the sandwich, with the burger and the eggs and the steak. That's awesome. Again, this is going to be the Art of Animation Resort opening in May. Late spring, early summer. Really good time to come to Walt Disney World. Art of Animation, Storybook Circus, Fantasyland. Lots going on here. And you know, if you want to book your trip, you might as well book it with MEI and Mouse. As long as you're sitting here,
you might as well
book it at mousefantravel.com. Free plug. That'll cost you dessert later on tonight. But starting tomorrow, or maybe even tonight, actually, there's a small change coming over to the Magic Kingdom. We have to get over there and check this out. The Magic Memories and You, the Castle Projection Show, which received a little bit of a tweak for Christmas, for the holidays, when it was a gingerbread house, when they had decorated like a cake. Well, now it's going to get a romantic theme. Just in time for Valentine's Day.
Oh,
I don't know why I put my head on your shoulder when I said that. Just in time for Valentine's Day. Here at Walt Disney World, it's going to happen on Cinderella Castle. Out in Disneyland, it's going to happen on It's a Small World. It's going to be covered in roses for one sequence. It's going to be turned into a star-filled sky for another. Stained glass windows are going to appear all throughout the facade, depicting Snow White and Cinderella and Belle. It's going to run through mid-April, and then supposedly in summer, you're going to get a little sandcastle motif, and then you're going to get later segments for fall and winter and other holidays. And I like the fact that they can easily swap this out. You know, we talked about how before it started, we all were kind of a little lukewarm on the idea of a projection show. We thought about the AV guys in high school taking slides, but it's brilliant, it's bright, it's very, very well done. And I really...
Amazing how they do that.
Yeah. It's 16 projectors all throughout... Just,
and it looks like the castle moves.
Yeah. The one scene where the rocket... it's awesome.
The versatility is very cool.
And I'm glad they got rid of the thing of Mr. T. That was on it for a while.
And you know what?
Mr. T, what
it's fun. And it's, do you know, I actually heard that Becky almost got choked up once. It's just rumor. It's just rumor. But let's move over to Epcot Center, like right down the street over there. Because also later on this week, I don't know where Mr. T came from, on February 3rd, a new exhibit is going to open in Innoventions. I still like to call it Communicore. It's going to be called, I'm not even listening to him anymore, it's going to be called, focus, it's going to be called Habit Heroes. It's sponsored by Florida Blue Cross and Blue Shield, and it's going to teach families of all ages, including you, how to lead a healthy and active lifestyle. We all need to go there and spend some serious research time because we are neither healthy nor active in any stretch of the imagination.
Active eating.
There are going to be three interactive experiences at Habit Heroes. They're going to be called Control Freak. We all know a few of those. Sweet Tooth. I don't think that's what they meant. Sweet Tooth and the Snacker. Sweet Tooth and the Snacker. And Lead Bottom. And wasn't that your nickname in grammar school, Lead Bottom?
Well, it's my nickname now.
After I look like running up and down the basketball court, Lead Bottom. Okay, those are going to open on February 3rd. We'll have to go check it out and review it, take some pictures and some video for the show. But as long as we are talking about rumors of you crying during one of the castle shows, there is a rumor to which we can, especially it's appropriate because of where we're sitting, of a change coming to Epcot. And we all sort of... I felt that this is something that was going to potentially get swapped out, especially now with Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom launching in just a couple of weeks officially in the Magic Kingdom. Well, here, Kim Possible has become, it's still a fun interactive game, but to a certain degree is a little bit less relevant because there are no episodes of Kim Possible airing. I know my kids are 6 and 8. They really don't know who that character is. But certainly, Disney has a very, very wildly successful franchise in Phineas and Ferb, where it's one of those things that transcends the target demographic, which was kids, to a lot of us who are adults who love Phineas and Ferb and watch it and watch the movies. And we have Perry the Platypus shirts. Well, now the rumor, and it is just rumor, is that Kim Possible is going to be transitioned into a Perry the Platypus type mystery adventure game. So, you know, searching for evil Dr. Doofenshmirtz or going through all the different countries, it can do a lot more. You wonder if they're going to keep sort of the old style communicator device or do something else where they maybe bring in a smartphone kind of device or some other sort of mobile tablet, maybe like a Kindle Fire or my dented iPad. They can borrow it anytime they want. Don't bring it up. People in the box are saying they love Phineas and Ferb. They love this. Look, it makes perfect sense.
It does make sense,
right, to bring in Phineas and Ferb.
They are relevant right now.
So. They're very, very relevant right now.
To all ages.
And I think it'll be relevant for and look, we've talked about how we like the Kim Possible experience, the Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom, because it adds another layer to the experience. And here, especially too, when you see guests interacting with other guests, because like, hey, what is that? What are you doing? Where do I go get that from? It gets them interacting not only with the environment, take them into some of those little out-of-the-way nooks and crannies. They theme it very well here at Japan, especially in the Rock Garden there, is one of my favorites. It adds another layer to the experience, again, without kids looking at their iPhones,
and it
texting.
It makes them explore the countries even more so than they would have in
yeah.
the past. So.
Yeah, because usually our exploration of the countries is limited to the dining options,
yeah.
as evidenced by where we are now. So the question of the week, the question for you who are in the box now, who may be watching on YouTube, on the blog, or listening to the iTunes feed is, what do you think about something like that? What do you think about switching off a Kim Possible to a Phineas and Ferb? What do you think about Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom? And would you like to see these kind of experiences carried over to the other theme parks? Mm-hmm. We've heard about a Wilderness Explorers adventure mm-hmm. in Disney's Animal Kingdom. You can certainly theme one to Disney, I was almost called it Disney MGM Studios, or Disney's Hollywood Studios, whatever you'd like to call it. The first thing I thought of was Rocketeer, but again, the Rocketeer is relevant for us, but maybe not for everybody else. But you can do that sort of, you know, 1930s style Hollywood detective, Roger Rabbit. You know, like a Roger Rabbit kind of thing. Was that Roger Rabbit, or were you having a seizure?
No, you always hold my ears.
So what do you think? What do you think about a Phineas and Ferb gaming game coming to Epcot Center? What do you think about Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom, and what would you suggest maybe for Disney's Animal Kingdom or Disney's Hollywood Studios? Please come by the show notes. I'll post this on wdwradio.com. I'll put the audio and the video there. Leave your comments there. Let's keep the conversation going there. You could also talk about it on Facebook at facebook.com/Lou Mangiello or on Twitter. I am at Lou Mangiello. And Google Plus, come on, circle me on the, it's coming, circle me on the plus. I'm loumangiello.com/GPLUS, G-P-L-U-S, will take you to that. One quick reminder before we go tonight, because it is just over a week before the WDW Radio 5th anniversary party. I've been doing this since early 2005, going back actually to 2003 with the books, but WDW Radio on the 11th is gonna celebrate its 5th anniversary, and we're so excited to celebrate it with you guys, the box people, in a lot of different ways. The four of us and one more are going to be taking part in a 5-hour adventure in the Magic Kingdom with suggestions that you made. So you need to come to the website at wdwradio.com/5 and vote on the suggestions. What would you like to see us do during those 5 hours? And then along the way, there's going to be a couple of roadblocks that we have no idea what they're going to be. I have a feeling I'm going to be wet, bald, and in some sort of fairy wings at some point throughout the day. But it should be a lot of fun. We're also still looking for you to share your photos. If you've been to a WDW Radio Meet of the Month, the cruise, whatever it may be, one of the events on that same page, you can email your photos to photos@wdwradio.com. We're going to put together a 5-year anniversary slideshow. Also, please come by and purchase one or more of the very limited edition 5-year anniversary pins. They are the hard cloisonné pens, just like a Disney trading pin. All the proceeds are going to go to, hey, listen, I don't fool around,
that's
man.
That's a good word.
Yeah.
Thank you. It was my SAT word, right? it's squirrel. The proceeds are going to go to the Dream Team Project of Benefit, the Make-A-Wish Foundation of America. So you'll get a sweet limited edition pin, and you'll be helping send a child and their family to Walt Disney World as well. Also, and finally, I'm actually glad that you're here.
Oh, no.
Thanks to Becky Mencken and Mouse Fan Travel. They were generous enough to donate the grand prize, the main room, the grand prize for our ultimate WDW Radio Trivia Contest. The questions are posted now. Again, you can get to it from wdwradio.com/5. There are trivia questions about the past 5 years of WDW Radio, and what you can win is a 6-day Walt Disney World Vacation. Why are you looking so surprised, Kent? Aren't you?
Six nights.
Well,
hello, there's and, more.
Well, well,
wait, there's
seven
more.
Six nights.
Day, two nights.
You're not allowed to sleep, but it's six nights. Walt Disney World Vacation for four. Wait a minute. Hold it.
There's more?
With dining.
And?
With
wow.
dining.
Wait,
and?
There's more?
There's more?
Tickets.
Tickets?
Well, when I said vacation, I meant you're not going to make them stand outside the park and look in like
well,
a kid.
You might.
I mean, Otis might have, but yes, obviously you get...
I've already done research on this, so
oh,
I'm,
by the way,
I'm almost finished with mine.
Yep. The prize gets me out of like three things on the runaround for 5 hours.
It gets
right?
you out of nothing. It gets you out of nothing. You can enter right there. We're also looking for you to submit your top five favorite WDW Radio episodes, ones that you've enjoyed, you go back and listen to. If there's a, if you have a new Disney fan that you meet, maybe ones that you suggest that he or she go and listen to as well. You can submit those there or email me at lou@wdwradio.com. And again, we're gonna stream, we're gonna broadcast the entire 5 hours, God help us and save us, in the Magic Kingdom live to you, the box people. So tune in starting at 10 a.m. on Saturday, February 11th. But there's more.
Wait, there's more?
There's still more because—
There can't be more.
There's gotta be more.
There's more.
There's always more because if you're gonna be in Walt Disney World, on the 11th, assuming that we survive our 5 hours, and I know you people are good to us, we will survive our 5 hours. We need to have our meet of the month. We might as well have a little birthday party too.
Yeah, that's
right?
a great idea.
And when you think of a birthday party, what do you think of? Actually, don't think, you better not answer that because it's family friendly show. What do you think of?
Party hats.
Antlers.
Party hats and balloons.
Cake. I think of cake.
I was hoping that somebody was going to say cupcake.
Okay, cake, same thing.
Well, how about cake in a cup?
Okay, cupcake.
Because nothing's better than, I think everything should be in a cupcake. Like, I would eat everything in a cupcake.
Yum.
Sushi.
Like sushi in a sushi cup. But when you think of birthdays, you think of cupcakes. And so, we are going to, I don't think of antlers. We are going to celebrate and have our meet of the month after our 5-year anniversary with cupcakes. We're gonna go to Baby Cakes NYC in downtown Disney starting about 4:30, assuming that we can actually change out of whatever wet clothes we have. We'll make a, I have a scary feeling that I'm gonna be bald and wet at the end of the 5 hours.
Are we gonna get some Wonder Buns too?
Wonder Buns is going to be there, but wait a minute. Because there's still even more.
Wait.
There can't be more.
There's more.
There's not.
Because thanks to our friends over at Baby Cakes.
Love Baby Cakes.
Everybody who comes also gets a complimentary dessert courtesy of Baby Cakes.
What?
What you need to do is visit the website at wdwradio.com. There on the blog, you'll find a link to and information. You can also find it on the 5-year anniversary page to where you can sign up. You'll need to print out a ticket. It's free, but so we know how many cupcakes Scott has to bake. We need to know how many people are coming. Everyone must have a ticket. Limit one per customer. Chubby?
Wait.
Just,
really?
Wait. I kid because of what? One.
Only
just
one?
One.
Come on.
Well, you get one free. You can buy the seven more on your own.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Listen.
That's fair. I'm Wonder Bones.
You printed like 24, right? This.
No, you won. One freebie. One freebie. It's like, well, the first one's free. You need to buy the rest on your own. So it's a good business model. But yeah, so you've totally thrown me off track here.
You don't
know, Baby Cakes is gluten-free.
Well, thank you. Which means, in my mind, that it's healthy. It's not really healthy, but in my mind, it's gluten-free,
delicious.
It's sugar-free, it's
but
vegan.
And it's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's awesome.
The frosting shots?
No,
the
wait.
Frosting shots are
the, dude, the waffle? The
wait,
chocolate chip
waffles?
The waffle
with chicken,
is
at
no
cakes?
At Baby Cake. I kid you not.
No,
the chocolate chip waffle is to die for. So
nice.
I'm not kidding.
Is there chicken in it? Just
no,
okay,
it's
good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Will Vegan Emily be there?
Vegan Emily, I'm sure, will be there. And I think she'll actually maybe I can get her to feed me waffle, which would be nice. What? Listen, why not?
Can you feed yourself?
It tastes better when somebody feeds you. Anyway, we've totally lost the focus. WW Radio, 5-year anniversary. We want you to experience it at home. We want you to look. I love the box people. You guys, you've been, since the first time I turned the computer on in my basement 5 years ago to when the box people came to life at the Pacific Northwest Mouse Meet 3 years ago, you guys are such an important part of what I do, why I love Wednesday nights, and then I get to hang out with these jokers too. But I want to celebrate this with you, so whether you're watching virtually, whether you're going to be there with us in downtown Disney at baby cakes. It's a lot of fun. Purchase a pin. It's all going to a good cause. Send in your photos. Send in your top five. Let's make this a really fun, interactive experience. I'm very grateful for the past 5 years and all that you guys have done. And that is going to do it for this week. Don't look so surprised. It really is going to do it for this week. But don't forget to also come by the website, www.radio.com. Subscribe to the podcast, rate and review it on iTunes. There's also videos, daily blog posts, lots of great content. Christy and our blog writers are just crushing an enormous amount of content every single day. We've got things for teens, kids, adults, product reviews, Kids Day, what's your favorite, vintage pictures, old school, brother.
Love them.
Lake Buena Vista Village. We're supposed to have a monorail and a people mover. Did you know that?
That's right.
We knew that.
I didn't know that.
Come by, check out the blog, and comment there, right? And if you want to meet and talk with other Disney fans, come by our discussion forums as well. And also come by every Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern at wdwradiolive.com. And don't forget February 11th, starting at 10 a.m. You can visit that as well, watch and chat. And you never know, because there may be another surprise coming on February 11th as well that none of you know about.
Oh, come on.
It may involve antlers.
Okay.
It may just involve. I did not tell you.
What?
I did not tell you. I need to keep secrets from some of you. It's going to be awesome. And listen again, please come by. Join us.
Back to my place. This is ridiculous.
Join us live in Downtown Disney or virtually in the box. And thank you guys again. Scott Otis from Otisburg. Glenn Whalen from PrettyGoodMovieRide.com. I guarantee the best and funniest video you'll ever see is Glenn's version of the Pretty Good Movie Ride and a recreation of the entire montage from its very first to the 20th anniversary and sort of everything in between. PrettyGoodMovieRide.com. Becky Mankin from MouseFanTravel.com. Thank you again for joining us. Thank you for the contest prize for the ultimate trivia contest. That's going to be a great prize for someone and their family or friends.
Yeah.
Four people with dining.
Happy
with
to
dinings.
Do it. Call me.
If you need someone else to dine with, I live here, so I can be here like in two.
Or me.
I'm just saying.
And there might be more. You never know.
There may be more. There's always going to be more. So again, thank you guys for joining us this week. Always love Wednesday nights. Thank you for everybody who's been chatting in the box, listening in iTunes, or watching on www.radio.com or YouTube. So until next time, have a great week, a good night, and always keep moving forward. Thank you guys.
See ya.
Thank you guys. See ya.
Antlers?
Antlers?
Still with the antlers.